All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing this morning in Os Yud Beis, in Sidkas HaTzadik. So if you remember again, yesterday the Rebbe introduced us to the idea that when it comes to tshuva, there are two aspects. The lahaba, the future-oriented aspect of tshuva, and tikkun ha'avar, and the fixing, right, or the remedying of the past. So we began to speak about the first stage of this, of lahaba, of focusing on building a better future. So Rabbi Tzadik says, how does one do that? So remember again, in, let's say, so he uses the concept of tuma, ritual impurity, ultimately again as the model for how to go. So the same way that I remedy physical impurity, that's the same model that can be used to remedy spiritual impurity. So the first step, says Rabbi Tzadik, in remedying physical impurity is tara. Ultimately, again, one requires to become tar. How do you go ahead and become tar? So here the Rebbe is going to quote two parts. The first part we started with yesterday, which was as follows, which was tefillah. Person goes to a mikvah. So the Rebbe says, the mikvah takes care of a physical impurity. What's the equivalent of the mikvah for spiritual impurity? To which Reb Tzadik said so beautifully, the equivalent is Torah. That if a person immerses himself in Torah, that allows for a sense of cathartic change to kind of just pass over the individual. Let's take a look. I'm reading now in the Be'uriah Hasidus in the left-hand column about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down, right in the bracket. He says, "Ayide sheyitpal ha'adam v'yashkia esmocho b'mei hadas shu kinui v'remez l'torah harochetes u'metaharetz es das ha'adam." So we'll say the same way that a person envelops themselves in the waters of the mikvah, and that has the ability to affect personalistic status change. So if a person goes ahead and envelops himself in Torah, immerses himself in Torah, that has a way of being the tire of purifying the mindset, the thoughts of the individual. Vehi hatavlin liyitzahara. Kevan shumivatalas asirhuri avera. Vatora nikris tavlin. Mipnei shehi mitablo. Vaose oso ma'achal roi. Shahovchol lios m'machane Yisrael. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, again, we don't have to get through all of this, but in this explanation, he's saying that Torah is called tavlin. Torah is called, now tavlin can mean one of two things. Tavlin could mean spices, or tavlin can mean like a medicine. So if you understand tavlin like a medicine, so you understand that Torah ultimately can have, which is actually incredible, can have like a medicinal effect. A person is ill, and we can be ill with all kinds of things. I'm ill with negative influences. I'm ill with wrongful desires and wants. I'm ill with flawed mindsets and ideologies. So Torah acts as a remedy. Torah has the ability to cure those things. But tavlin also means spices. So let's say, you know, a person could spend a lot of money on a great steak. But lamaisa, if you don't dress it, right? If you don't do something to it, it's bland, right? There's nothing. I mean, again, it could be it's a $50 steak. It's fantastic. But if you don't put whatever the right spices are on it, it's just a bland piece of meat. So says Reb Tzadik something amazing. Torah is the spice of life. Torah is the spice of life. Torah goes ahead and makes sure that a person is mitubal, properly spiced. Properly spiced. It adds a flavor to who you are. It adds a flavor to your identity and has a way of solidifying and concretizing your personality. He goes on, he says, Vizohi atara mitoma hazav anovaz mitaiva or misavel mevazal storagami migna umatli. So we'll say, so again. So therefore, what Reb Tzadik is positing is, remember, we're starting over here, and this is actually quite interesting, his order is not random either. Meaning, remember, you have Reb Tzadik telling us that there's two parts to tshuva. There's lahaba, there's future, and there's tikkun ala avar, the fixing of the past. So again, just interestingly enough, if I was writing an essay on tshuva and identifying these two pieces, I would have assumed that the first part of the tshuva process is tikkun ala avar, taking care of the past. Yet Reb Tzadik doesn't say that. He explains the first aspect of tshuva is is lahaba, ultimately, again, taking care or setting the path for the future. So I believe we spoke about this yesterday a little bit, because again, remember, in Reb Tzadik's model, a person always has to be moving forward in life. Meaning, even if I've messed up, so I definitely have to deal with the mess ups of the past. And I definitely have to deal with the mistakes of the past. But the most important thing in life is always to be moving forward. So even in tshuva, it's the tara ala haba. It's the planning for the future, the remedying myself for the future. That takes precedence. That's the most important thing right now. We'll see after I take care of that, or at least begin to address that, then I can go back and take care of the past. What's the first step for taking care of the future? Torah. The same way that the person who's tamei must immerse himself in the water, the person who is tamei, spirit life tamei, must also go ahead and fully immerse himself in Torah. What's the benefit of immersing oneself in Torah? So first of all, Torah is holiness. Immersing yourself in Torah means surrounding yourself with holiness. Holiness is the greatest buffer, right? Holiness is what prevents us from making mistakes. Furthermore, Reb Tzadik says, Torah is called Tavlin. Tavlin is that it's a medicine, has the ability to fix that which is broken. Tavlin, it's a spice, has the ability, again, to be the spice of life, ultimately to go ahead and add flavor to your existence, add flavor to your actions. He goes on, he says, furthermore, there's one more piece about Torah. I'm reading all this in the Be'oria Chasidus. Umilvadzos, HaTorah Higam Migno Umatzli. Torah also goes ahead and has the ability to protect. Magina ala adam minei yisurim, umatzila oso mi yitzahara shalo yachlishenu. Hainu shematzila sa adam mei averos, kach shalo yachta mikana lahaba, mipnei shama arba Torah machzir esa osik bolamutov. So we'll say, you have to understand, this is actually a very simple yet exceptionally profound idea. What Reb Tzadik is saying is, the key to success in life is blanketing, enveloping, cocooning yourself in holiness. In holiness, the power of Torah is Torah saves me from making mistakes. So we'll say, we all know this, right? How many times could it happen that a person goes in and commits an avera, but then if I'm careful with my learning, meaning that I make sure to learn, I don't skip shir, I keep my chavlusas, whatever you do for your learning, you feel different about yourself. And when you feel different about yourself, that gives you the koach to avoid sin. That's the whole chap over here. Just if you envelop yourself, just like when the person goes to the mikvah, so they go ahead and they cover their entire body with water. So Torah's a mikvah as well. And you have to immerse yourself in it and allow it to overtake your totality, right? Allow it to overtake you in your entirety. And also, I want to be clear, that doesn't refer to constantly learning, because the truth is not everybody could constantly learn. But as we'll discuss, a person could go ahead and surround themselves with Torah, even if I don't have the ability to be in front of the Sefer the entire day. So he goes on, turn the page. He says, "Kimo sharam medrash eicha rabba." So this is actually quite beautiful. So the Rebbe says, this is just as we write. I'm reading up top in Reb Tzadik, and then we'll go down to the Be'orei Chasidus in just a moment. He says, this is what is said in the beginning of medrash eicha rabba. The Rebbe says, interestingly enough, all he quotes is, this is just like it says in the beginning of medrash eicha rabba. Remember, so the Rebbe presupposes that we know what he's talking about. So actually, it's very humbling as well that Reb Tzadik, again, when he writes certain things, he assumes that the reader has a certain basic level of scholarship. All right, so Baruch Hashem, thank God for the Be'uri HaChasidus on the bottom section over here, because the truth is, it's not exact. I don't know what he's referring to when he says the Medrash or the beginning of Eicha. So take a look, Be'uri HaChasidus. I'm on page Chaf Dalet. He writes, Kimo Sha'am Medrash Eicha Rabba, Allah Pasik, this is incredible. Va'osi azvu, ve'es torasi lo shamarub. So we'll say the Pasik in Yirmiyah says as follows. Pasik says, God says to Klal Yisrael, or about Klal Yisrael, they have left me and they have not kept my Torah. They've left me and not kept my Torah. So we'll say, so the obvious kasha on that Pasik is what? It's obvious. Obviously, if you say, va'osi azvu, if God is saying Klal Yisrael has left me, then what does that automatically assume? What? That they're not keeping the Torah. Yet why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to say both of these statements? They left me, and they're not keeping the Torah. But to which the Medrash says something amazing. Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halavai Osi Azvu, Visarasi Shamru. If only they would have just left me, but still kept the Torah. Mitoch Shayu Oskin B'Torah, Hama'or Shebahi Machzun L'motav. But so listen to how incredible this Medrash is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? If Klal Yisrael would have just left me, I would have been okay. I could live with that. I could live with that. But I wish they would have just kept my Torah. Because if they were able to immerse themselves in Torah in some way, shape, or form, that at least would give them the requisite holiness to find the courage to come back. Rosa, do you hear this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you need to leave me, but at least keep my Torah. Because the Torah is what allows you to become the best version of yourself. The Torah is what allows you to rebound after life mistakes. And I will say, it's not so different than a human parent. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, relationships between parents and children fray. And sometimes they totally dissolve. So what does a parent sometimes say? You know what? If you're not going to talk to me, you don't have to talk to me. But I just want you to make the right life decisions. I could live with the fact that at the end, it's heartbreaking that you're not going to talk to me, but at least make the right life decisions. So amazingly enough, the Medrash says that the Ribbono Shel Olam says the same exact thing. The same exact thing. Okay, you know what? You left me, but I wish you would have just kept the Torah. Because had you just kept the relationship with Torah, ultimately, again, that's the Mignil Masla, it saves. That's the tavlin. It's the remedy. It's the spice. He goes on. He says, "Ukomo she'amru b'tana de be'eliyoshes finishes u'bemedrash shatshuva." I'm reading in the Be'urei Chasidus. Shatshuva alavera shemachmasin eschayv adam misa. He she'im lamad b'chol yom ad atarak daf echod yomod mikano lahabash de dapin b'chol yom. So this is actually quite amazing. Tana de be'eliyo writes that if a person didn't have avera, so what's the tshuva? Rabbi will say, what's the tshuva? The tshuva is, if up until now you've learned one blat gemara a day, the tshuva is going forward, you should learn two blat gemara a day. Very shayach for us, right? If you did, right, one daf yomi, you should take on two daf yomis. So the gemara says, Hari Shabbat. So we'll say, so first of all, this is really quite fascinating. Because what does this mean? What does this mean? What does Tana Be'eliyo mean? I committed an avera. You, whatever the avera is, you fill in the blank. I committed an avera. What's the remedy for the avera? Learn double. Whatever you are learning, learn more. So learning more is always good, but ultimately, again, how is that tshuva? How is that tshuva? So we'll say, so remember, in Reb Tzadik's model, that's one part of tshuva. That is tara al haba, future purity. And Reb Tzadik posits, how do you generate future purity? Immerse yourself in the sea of Torah. Envelop yourself in the waters of Torah. That generates personalistic purity, personalistic holiness. And the holier you are, the better you are, the more grounded you are in spirituality, the less likely you are to sin. So we'll have to stop over here for today. But just understand, what the Rebbe is choosing to focus on at this point in time is the notion of Tara al-Haba. We're not, interestingly enough, we're not starting with dealing with the past. We're starting with building the future. And says Rebbe very simply, building the future requires immersion. Tara requires immersion. So for the person who's physically Tamei, immersion in a mikvah. For a person who's spiritually Tamei, immersion in Torah. The power of Torah, Bosai, doesn't just convey to us knowledge with which to live, but it affects profound, cathartic, personalistic change and sets us on a different path going forward. All right, the boss will stop over here. Yashar Koach, we'll continue on Monday in Eretz Hashem.